This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and wow, thank you for joining us this afternoon in this beautiful, beautiful sunny day after all the rain and the unpleasant weather that we've had, but God. I just want to welcome you this afternoon, and we are going to be really having a very special guest in the studio with us this afternoon, Pastor Ulrich Strauss, and he is just got a incredible testimony, but he's from Loftal Restoration Centers, and we are really going to deal with something that is very, very worrying. It's almost at pandemic stage of underage children under the age of 15, 16 being on drugs in schools, and we really need to be educated. And Loftal has partnered with this a problem, and they've gone out and they are now on fire educating schools. And I just want to tell you, Pastor Ulrich has got the most incredible testimony. We have to hear it, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Renette. Good afternoon, Radio Pulpit. Well, I'm excited to be here.
That's wonderful, because I can tell you now, he was a drug addict, alcoholic, drug dealer, gangster for 20 years. Now he is a pastor and established Loftal Restoration Centers for men, women, and halfway houses in Cape Town. And I can tell you now, in all the surrounds, Namibia, as well as the Karoo, Johannesburg, Pretoria, and they are doing freedom conferences. But he's going to explain that a bit with us later on. And you know, this is it's my heartbeat. You know, my program is always about subjects that possibly don't get discussed or addressed normally on radio. And, you know, even though it's serious, but God, we give God the glory that we've got men and women out there going out fully and being committed to being a change in the nations. So we're going to join Pastor Ulrich straight after listening to One Girl Nation, and we're going to play out with Vertical. We'll join you straight after this. And thank you for staying with us this afternoon. Was that not incredible, Vertical? And I can tell you now, that is the only way we can survive, is having a relationship with Jesus Christ upwards, and that's the only way we can get through everything that we are facing in this world today. And today we are really going to be dealing with a very, very profound problem in our country that is showing its ugly head amongst our beautiful children, and we need to start getting involved, equipped, and knowledgeable. Are we needing the wisdom and the knowledge what to do as single parents, as fatherlessness is creeping in wildly through our nation, and we are having a nation that's totally divided and depleted and exhausted. And we have got Pastor Ulrich Strauss from Loftal Restoration Center, and they have been doing this for many years. And you have got a remarkable story. You have to share that with us, because I can tell you now, if God can do this and take you out of that pit and bring you to what you are doing now, he can use all our pasts to his glory. And our past don't define us, and our destinies are in him. So Pastor Ulrich, you know, you're going to share with us your journey. It will be wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Radio Cool Pulpit. And I'm excited to be here. And I want to invite every parent, every addict, every person, anyone that needs any kind of deliverance, that needs God to set them free and just needs some encouragement, just to tune in with us. I believe my testimony has not just helped hundreds, but thousands out there already. We've been all over South Africa and in Africa, and I believe that we can only overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And people share their testimonies too little.
Yes.
I've seen how people who've started sharing and started building capacity within their testimonies, how they've really made impact in the kingdom. And so that scripture really needs to come to manifestation where people can understand that it's only by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony of what the blood has done for them. And so, Ulrich Strauss, yes, I'm 50 years old today. And not today, it was last year already, but I'm 50. I want to stay 50 for as long as I can.
50 forever.
Yeah. But I was a drug addict for 20 years. Involved in gangsterism, drug dealing, prison, also in the underworld. And well, when I think about it, most of the guys that were with me, if they're not saved today and with me, some of them with bullets in their body, and but alive and kicking and serving God, if they're not with me, most of them are dead. Most of them have been killed. Most of them have got ill, and they've gone to be with the Lord, and some of them I'm trusting they are with the Lord, but and that they've made quality decisions before they could go. But when I look back at as being a child, and I know the theme for that is really about children, looking at what children go through. So it's a fatherless generation. We know that it's not a cliche. It's not. We know that it's the reality of the thing. And my dad had just impregnated my mom's friend. I'll say Auntie Josie. She's not with us anymore. And my brother was born, Gavin. I think he's about 7 years older than me. My dad quickly popped in by my mom to impregnate her with me, and then immediately left, and then he went to the family that he lived with, and he had three children. My sister, she's a couple of months younger than me, so you can understand what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And so three kids, and I was born in Hanover Park. They lived in Hanover Park. My mother and myself, we lived in a one-bedroom separate entrance. And so just like Abram sent Hagar out, and he burdened Hagar with the boy, who was a lad at the time, a big boy, and he put a bottle of water and he put a bread on his shoulder and he sent her out into the wilderness. That is exactly what my dad did. But I was a baby at that time, and that's the burden that most parents are sitting with, that burden that Abram has put on Hagar. But at least we know that Hagar, the son, screamed out and he called out, and God heard the cry, and he said, I'll make you a great nation. And so therefore we got to believe that truth, that he's going to make us a great nation.
Yes.
I believe he's made me a great nation, even though I came also from Ishmael, because my name was Muhammad Yusuf, also about 20 years ago. And God saved me, set me free. And so today I'm a blood-washed child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, anointed for purpose, not just saved, but saved and called. Come on, we are not just saved, you have to be called. It's in the same sentence. Paul tells Timothy, he says that you have been saved and called with a holy calling.
Amen.
Not because of your works, but because of my grace and my purpose. And that he named us before the world began. So he had purpose for each and every one of us. Everyone on this planet has got purpose. So this boy was at York Road Primary in Lansdowne. We lived in a one-bedroom separate entrance where my mother, we had to cook, we had to eat, we had to sleep, we had to wash, we had to do everything in the one-bedroom separate entrance. We had the long drop outside so we could use the long drop.
Yes.
Remember the long drops?
Those years,
you know, if you're 50, you'll remember, 50 and older. And so I remember we did everything in there. And then we had my aunt come to stay with us for 6 months. And we pushed her in also. She lived in with us and everything, you know. So situations that we were born into.
Yes.
Wasn't like
no
we
choice,
we
yeah.
had no choice about these situations,
choice.
You know. Yeah. And so this boy, Ulrich Strauss, grew up without a father, with a mother that was stretched in and out because of major back issues and cancer and breast cancer and things like that. So it wasn't easy. And I remember me having to stay with this one and that one, with this aunt, with that aunt. And when, you know, in my, which I'll speak about later on,
yes,
I pen it down in there. how it was a real dysfunctional gypsy situation, yes, moving around, yes, from here to there. Everyone used to ask, where are you staying now? Then I say, no, I'm staying there now. You know, we're staying in Claremont now. I'm staying in Grace Road in Claremont. But then my mother was the maid helping. And I felt that I was living in Grace Road in Newlands, you know, in Claremont. And so that I used to joke about those kind of things, even though the situation and the void, the issues, the trauma, the pain, the heartache, the wounds, all of those, yes, things were there. All those things were there. And so I grew up as a boy with a major void in my life. I used to steal so that I can buy for my friends. We used to have those Pac-Man watches,
yes,
and little Donkey Kong,
yes,
games.
Yes.
And to have favor with my friends, I used to steal and buy for them so that they could like me. So my low self-esteem was at the highest level. Mm. Highest level. And when I had that first drink at 13 years old, I immediately became an alcoholic. I became an alcoholic on the first night. After drinking the first drink, I became an alcoholic because I could not stop drinking when I drank. So it's, you don't need to be an alcoholic because you drink every day. You become an alcoholic when you can't stop with the second drink.
Yes,
if you cannot stop
rolls.
The second drink, you are a problem. And not maybe not a full-blown alcoholic or addict or whatever, but we've got levels in that. We've got, yes, levels in that. And so I believe that at 13 years old, I lost my inhibitions. I was dancing on the cricket, at the cricket function on the tables. I spoke to girls. I even chatted up girls. Lost my inhibitions. Things I would never do, I did on that day because I got all that confidence from the alcohol. It was a red hot rum.
Yes.
Red hot rum at 13. I mean,
who drinks that at 13?
At 13. But I mean, I got it and we got it from the cricket club and I got it from some of the coaches even, you know, because it's normal. Alcohol is normal.
Yes.
I mean, it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
It's acceptable. It's advertised on TV and then they'll put the under 18 thing especially with sports, soccer, cricket. That's where I had most of my alcohol as a youngster, and it used to be freely available to any of us. So drugs, buttons, mandrax, ecstasy, LSD, cocaine, all of that at 16, 17. I was in Weinberg. I lived in Weinberg.
That you're still alive, God knows.
Yeah, I lived in Weinberg. I mean, if you look at the pic, you see 38 kilograms.
Yes, I couldn't believe your photo.
Man, it was heavy. It was just God's grace, really. Hand on my life that really kept me. And so I lost many things. I went to prison when we started smoking buttons because, you know, you have to start stealing, start fraud, defrauding, and all of those things. And I was in prison, out of prison, and my mother was always there. You know, in the book, and I mention it later on, A Mother's Love is Chapter 4. That is the most intense chapter in the book because it's amazing about what my mother went through. She went through my brother that got into a wheelchair. In actual fact, my brother's a radio station manager of Radio NFM, Brunel Strauss.
Okay, wow.
And they've got radio stations up in Katu and some other places as well.
Wow.
And my brother got into a wheelchair. I was in prison. I was in drugs. I was back in prison. Involved in gangsterism, involved in everything that you can think of. And I had just bought a house also. I'm fast forwarding,
yes,
because
yes,
I don't have all the time,
yes,
to.
Yes, yes.
You guys can come buy the book. And
yes,
and my mother really, she was really there. She got me out of prison. She got the interdict. She got the court order. She put the black bags outside. She was the one who encouraged me. She threw me with the anointing oil. She threw it on my mattress. She threw it in my shoes. Man, it was a crazy thing.
But
I thought, is this woman crazy?
Good information to know, hey?
Yes.
Keep going.
Keep going.
I know that story.
I teach people. I tell them. We sell oil, anointing oil, but we give it away as well. We say, throw it on them. Throw it in them. Do whatever you have to do with it. My mother did that.
Yeah,
she got saved. And when she got saved, she started getting other people saved. But she didn't forget about her son.
Yeah.
You see, it's for a lack of knowledge that my people perish. A slow death because they don't want to become knowledgeable. Now we've counseled, we've helped, we've assisted, we've trained up thousands and thousands of people already. Mm-hmm. But we want to encourage parents to come to all of the groups and stuff, which we'll speak about later on. And so Ulrich got saved when I went to Hesketh King Drug Rehab Center. It was amazing for me to go there because there was no better place I could have gone to. That was like heaven for me. It was like heaven. At the gate, I said, this was the same Ulrich who did well in soccer, cricket, athletics, and did well in drinking, and did very well in drugging,
yes,
and in gangsterism.
All-rounder.
I was an all-rounder. When I said, I'm going to do this thing, I'm going to do it 100%. I said, when I go for rehabilitation, I'm going to do it 100%, not 80, 70. You see, most people are 70, 80, yes, 90, or 100, and then they're 99. You have to be 100% every day.
Yeah.
Because the enemy out there is not going to leave you alone.
Yes.
The devil, look, the love of God will wax cold and iniquity will increase, but it's only those who will endure to the end who will be saved. I screamed, Lord, help me with this effing drugs. I'll do whatever you say I must do for you. I'll even work for you. You see, my mother prayed, not that I get, my mother prayed that I would serve God and that, yes, I would serve Him fully. And that's why I am here today.
Praise the Lord. I love this. Absolutely love this. And this comes from absolute debauched life into His absolute glory for the life that you are leading now and what you are doing for the nations. I mean, you've had countless people coming through your restoration centers. But we have to understand that this is now coming to, it's now getting worse amongst our younger people. You know, you were talking around about 15, 16, but the alcohol obviously is the gateway and weed is the gateway, and we think this is now that we can handle it. And but at the end of the day, it's a gateway to the greater things. But you're also bringing your siblings, your younger children, all exposing it to that. So, you know, this is really a topic that I'd love you all to stay with us. Come and hear what it looks like. And Pastor Ulrich is going to share about his book as well later on. But join us straight after. We're going to listen to Heinz Winkler now, Let It Rain, and it's a nation's prayer. I absolutely love this track. So we're going to listen to Heinz Winkler right now, and we're going to continue with the pandemic rise in underage substance abuse straight after this with Pastor Ulrich.
Rise with Reinette Myberg, finding God's truth for the way forward together.
And thank you. And that was Heinz Winkler, Let It Rain. And he is also a nation builder. And we have another nation builder and game changer in the studio with us this afternoon. And it is Pastor Ulrich Strauss from Loftal Restoration Centers, and they are doing magnificent work. They have been pioneering a new project where they are going into schools. And, you know, Pastor, you're going to share with us and tell us, how is the underage substance abuse showing its head in our society today?
Yes, Reinette, I think it's worse than ever. And I don't think that everybody's looking at the positive, of course, but when you're in the kingdom, you know what's going to happen out there. You're not going to have everything out there get better, but we've got to get better towards every situation. Mm-hmm. And so we know, I'll be honest with you, and I think most people know that I would say this, is that the government doesn't have the answer to this. They don't have the answer to this problem. We have the answer to this problem. And so we need to take hands with government, and we need to, and I think there's been many initiatives. There are many initiatives I know of out in Pretoria and Joburg as well, where they've taken hands. One of our guys who actually just passed away 2 weeks ago, Chris West Russell, he was on ENTA last year. And he did not just speak about the drugs and the alcohol, but we spoke about the gaming and everything else. And so everything is at a higher level.
All kinds of addictions.
He speaks about Sleeping Tiger, and there's many programs that we've designed and that we've looked at. Children at 9 years old are drug addicts at school. children at 9 and 8. In actual fact, 2 days ago, Clayton, them who are with me listening outside in the car, we spoke about an eight-year boy that is a drug addict. My brother in Hanover Park called me last week about a 9-year alcoholic boy. This is my brother of my father, of the third wife. And so I've helped my brothers as well and some of the other children as well, nieces and nephew. They spoke about that. They need an answer. There's one or two places that you can look at in the Western Cape, in Cape Town, that will really help with that, with the underage 9-year-old.
Far too few.
And that's why I say we can speak to government initiatives, but we as a church, they're not pulling it through. They need to come to us. Hmm. 18 years ago when I went to the government and said, hey, listen, let me help with this, that, and the other thing, I walked to the Nova, to the center and to some of the other. They said, no, it's okay. We don't need this. And more than 10 years ago, they all started coming to us for help.
Yes. Because
they understand and they've seen the credibility of what's happening over there. So 9-year-olds, 8-year-olds, the vaping, we've seen these write-ups. And there was a boy that was vaping. It's 8 years old. He went unconscious. Sure. I mean, you have all these things. There's a boy, 5-year-old, that was caught smoking a button. I mean, we have all these things happening, Renette. There's the Fear of God ministry organization, which I just came from the meeting with, addressing substance abuse issues. And Mr. Keith Blake and then Pastor Eddie Hendricks and some of the other guys, Warren Harper from the government, we've all come together and we've done this mural at Montague's Gift. A mural at Montague's Gift that we did 2-3 weeks ago. I went, we spoke there, and we pulled them through the mural, and we're putting a program in place at the school because it has to be a holistic thing. Yes. We don't want people to come and give us an awareness program anymore.
Yes, that's enough.
If you can't establish anything, please. I don't even go and preach at churches anymore if we can't establish something there. We don't believe in that anymore.
Yes. Because there must be an action plan.
We need to have an action plan. There must be something in place. So we're going to speak to the children and we speak to their parents. Pastor Eddie, they have a wonderful program there where children who get expelled or suspended, their parents must come with them to the support groups.
Yes.
So they run
support
groups there. Help the parents, help the child. Help the parent, help the child at the school or even at the groups, wherever they are. It has to be that kind of approach.
And the partnership must be with you people and the schools and the parents.
There must be partnership between them.
Vital.
It's important because if we don't have that, then
The child falls through the cracks.
That is correct. We need primary, secondary and tertiary.
Yes.
You can't just with a rehab that doesn't have a support group, who doesn't have an aftercare, who doesn't have a halfway house, who doesn't have any kind of support structure. There must be. And if you don't have it, connect with others who have it.
Yes.
So what we say is that there's an experimental stage. You can go back to being normal without getting help if you experimented. Many of the guys who are in Valkenburg, Stikland Hospital, Lentegier, they land up there because of Dacha. If you find, you have a look, just go check. 80-70% of them that is in there are there for some kind of substance abuse, but especially Dacha. And so the gateway thing is a cigarette and then your alcohol, but it's also the Dacha to get you to the bigger things.
Yes, it's my mind altering.
Yes. So experimentally, you can go back to being normal. Then you got recreational drugs, which most people are in the recreational stage.
They think it's
most.
For, yeah.
Everything is okay. It's for a party. It's for this. It's for that. And most people live in the recreation stage. But when I lose this, that, and the other thing, or my situation at home, like with a child of 8 years and 7 years and 9 years old, it's very difficult to get them out of any of those stages. They will go like me from experimental. They'll go straight to being full-blown addicts because of the situation that we have.
So at home.
And
at the same time, your emotional EQ is not cannot deal with it.
Definitely not. Mm. What, if you're 11 years old and you're on drugs, you get off drugs at 30, you're basically 11 years old emotionally.
Yes, just and that I've realized. Yeah.
So it's difficult. We need to have a. Man, we have to have a dogged approach when we go in with this. And that's why I say, let's take hands with different organizations and get into the schools and maybe run this kind of thing at the schools. There's different other programs that can be implemented and that we can have a look at. But somewhere, somebody's got to do something.
Yeah.
You got to use what you got to get what God wants out of you.
That's great. We can't
just sit back and say, you know what, I don't have this resources. I still sometimes don't have the resources, but I've got up here, I've got everything that, and everyone I can go to for whatever I need for God to do that for me.
Amen. And that is so vital. You know, there's so much information on this, but we really have to be absolutely intentional.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing from you is that there needs to be, as you say, not just an awareness. There must be an action plan within schools, within churches, within groups, within parenting. There needs to be, what do I do? How do I see it? It's not just phases, people. You need to know it's not just phases. It's the beginning of a demise that is so difficult to turn back from. So I really want to encourage that. You know, those that are out there, how can you partner with your local community, in your local community, with your church, with your youth, with your, you know, like the Luftal has done, they've gone out blazing trails doing this now, but they cannot just do it on their own. There needs to be ignition in every area. What is it that you can do? But we're going to talk about that later. You know, Pastor, we just am absolutely amazed at what you are doing. It is incredible that you and your and Luftal has taken this initiative to run with it. Thank goodness that the government is catching with, you know, getting the light switched on, that this is now not games anymore. We cannot just look over it. And we need to start building into our new name, new generation for our nations to change, and we need to invest in them. But we're going to listen to Courtney Jones, Stay Amazed, and we will join you straight after this with Pastor Ulrich. And that was Courtney Jones, and that was absolutely Stay Amazed. And as I am sitting here, I'm absolutely amazed what God can do. As I said, with your past does not define your future. And, you know, I really want to encourage you. We are on Facebook right now, and you can always go follow up. You know, we do have it on for a while. So please, if you want to continue listening to what Pastor Ulrich Strauss from Luftal Restoration Center has to share, please be encouraged. There is hope out there, but we need you to partner and be willing to do something in your community as well. So we have a WhatsApp line. It's on 081-729-1657. Our Telegram number is exactly the same, 081-729-1657. Then we've got an SMS line, 37988. And then go and look on our 729 Cape Pulpit Facebook. We are very active, and you get to see our guests. You get to see and meet our guests. You get to meet our presenters. And then we also got a counseling department on 021-9177-000. And you just dial option 1. And we can direct you to getting the help that you possibly need. So, you know, Pastor Ulrich has just been sharing with us. They've got a conference coming up, which I think is vital for you people to possibly look at as youth, or as a church, or a group of people, or parents, or, you know, send your children. It's called Freedom Conference in September. So you're going to share a little bit about what that entails, and also about your book and about your restoration center. Yes, people, there is help out there, but we need your investment as well.
Yes, of course. Thank you. So yeah, Freedom Conferences, we've been running it for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I've always done outreach for the last 18 years. So I don't know what we've done outreaches in Belleville, Paro, I don't know which area in Cape Town we haven't been to yet.
Yes, you're just out there. You're out there.
But I think that we are doing more now and more efficient, and we are more effective because we're looking holistic. Mm. And so when we do whatever we do, like the 27th and the 28th, what we're doing the Friday night is it's really a freedom night, but it's really a miracle catch. So everything is about souls and about making disciples.
Yes.
So what we envision for the 27th is to get all our partners, all the churches, all our support structures all over South Africa, some of them coming from all over South Africa. We're having our Namibia team here, team of 10 from Namibia.
Wonderful.
In actual fact, in Namibia, I've been for the last 4 or 5 years. We've helped them in Namibia. We've got about 60 ex-addicts in Namibia, Rehoboth, Windhoek, Swakop, and in Walvisbaai. We go there at the end of the year, and so we've invested there. They're coming here, come and do outreach with us, come into win souls and empower people as well. So the Friday night will be a freedom night.
Mm-hmm.
We've held about 5 or 6 freedom conferences this year already at different churches.
Incredible.
Wellington, Steenberg, we've been in Heidelberg. I can't remember everywhere. But last year we did maybe about 10 or 12. And what we do is to establish a support structure in your church.
Mm.
In your church, you run it, we oversee it, we do everything, and we've done everything with no cost. There's no church out there that could ever say that we've asked them to give us or do anything for us. We do it with the love of God and with the resources that we have. Now, we need the millions, we want the billions, we want all of that, and we will accept and receive all of it. However, that's not the heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's not the heartbeat. I established a training manual, which is also, there's a cost just for the printing because it's a nice book. But the information you get in there is for free. What God has given us, we give it away just like that.
Wonderful.
You know, that's what it's about. It's 100 rand for the cost.
So how do they get, can they contact you?
They can contact me. They can contact me.
Or at the Restoration Center.
Or at the Restoration Center. Clayton is there as well. And then the Saturday morning, the 28th, we have a training from 9 till 12. And then we'll have lunch. And then 2 till 5 will be our reunion. Now, at the reunion, you're going to find more than 100 of our guys that has been through our programs over the years. Not 3 months clean or 6 months clean. And I want to tell people not to go on Facebook and social media and WhatsApp and whatever after 3 months clean. Wait till they 10 years clean.
Yes, then you know for sure it's happening.
Wait till they 3 years clean. Don't put them up there and put pressure on them.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Are you 100% right about that?
We've seen it happen already,
and they
fail. You know, not all of them, but we've
seen.
So reunion. We have some of our guys who are pastors today. We got some of our guys who are business owners. Some of them who are men.
Highly
successful.
Praise
and that's what we stand for, for someone to be able to become prosperous. That's why the word says, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul prospers. The prosperity is the key, not just the getting sober. Anybody can get sober. You can be a dry drunk and get sober, but the key is to be prosperous, and that's what God has called us for. So we do the, and then the book launch is that's the main thing for that day. So there's going to be a lot of people. They can call, pre-order the book. A Mother's Love is chapter 4. Wow. Any parent that's struggling with a prodigal to return, the name of the book is The Prodigal Returns.
Wow.
My first 8 years, I only ministered out of the prodigal son,
yes,
and out of out of the lost sheep and out of the coin that was. I only ministered out of that. Whenever I shared my testimony, I would speak about it. That's why the prodigal returns. So the love of a mother is key there. My mother, I dedicate the book to her. Yes. And it's going to be amazing for people to come and see. And just come out. You see, I tell people, I'm 50. God released me last year to write my book only. Mm. I've got lots of guys that I won't mention their names, lots of them who brought out books. They was 2 years, 3 years clean and saved and, you know, and they 30 years old. What do you know when you're 30, man? God told me write the book now because it will make impact. And all of those guys are down in the dumps. We're praying for them, helping them, counseling them, getting them up there. So only release when God says release.
Yes, you have only to release by His instruction.
And so we want to invite people. My number is 076-036-9908. Let me give it again. 076-036-9908. And they can also go on my Facebook page. And my testimony pamphlet is there.
Wonderful.
And they can go check it out. They can look, my number's open for anyone.
Yes.
If you're from Bloekenbos, Wallace Dean, from Valde V, Bishop's Court, doesn't matter. You can call me. I can help you. I can direct you. Right. We might not be able to put you into the rehab by us, but we put you into different other rehabs.
Yes.
So we've got a network of rehabs. We've got lady centers out in Caledon. We've got lady centers out in different areas. We've got in Kraaifontein, men's center, halfway house, all of that. Support groups all over South Africa, Cape Town, Namibia, all of that. They can contact us for any kind of help and we can direct you in the right direction.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for the amazing work that you people are doing. May your ministry just go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from this day onwards, upwards and forwards, and that you might change many, many, many lives will turn back to the Lord and will come into fullness and complete healing and complete wholeness in the mighty name of Jesus. And please go onto their website. They are a church that's on the move. They are a ministry that goes out into their feeding. There is not a thing that this ministry is not doing. So please go onto their website and go and join them and really be inspired in what they do. So thank you so much, Pastor Ulrich. It was such a joy having you, and
sure.
You're such an inspiration to
thank
me
you.
As well. So may the Lord just continuously use you mightily for His glory and His kingdom. So family and friends out there, if you know of anybody that needs help, please, 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 there is help out there. And we will see you next week, same time, same place, hopefully more heading for summer. We really hope so. And take care, stick to the rules, and we will chat to you soon. God bless you. And we're going to play out with Chris Tomlinson, Jesus Loves Me, and He loves each and every one of you and your children. Keep on praying. Amen. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.